My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to know why your work matters. Not only is it motivating and rewarding to know what makes your work important, knowing this can help you figure out what is the best use of your time. Today's tip, like another this week, comes from Will Guidara's book, Unreasonable Hospitality: The Remarkable Power of Giving People More Than They Expect. Guidara was a co-owner and the general manager of the restaurant 11 Madison Park, and he draws on his experiences in hospitality to offer suggestions about how people in any context can make their customers, clients, or guests feel valued and take their work from good to legendary. Guidara asserts, without exception, no matter what you do, you can make a difference in someone's life. You must be able to name for yourself why your work matters. He distinguishes between real estate agents who sell houses and those who, with a higher purpose, sell homes. He writes, you can be in the financial services business or in the business of providing people with a plan so they can provide for their families. You can be in the insurance business or in the business of offering people the comfort of knowing they and their loved ones are covered, safe and secure, no matter what happens. I think he's right. Whatever field we are in, it pays to know why we do what we do. I am helping people spend more time on what matters and less time on what doesn't. You might be teaching kids to read or equipping formerly incarcerated people with skills to find a new job and build a new life. Maybe you are creating beauty and peace for city dwellers by caring for plants in a public garden. Maybe you are providing nourishment to families by designing smart packaging materials for food to be transported across the country. Take a moment to consider the why behind your work. What makes your work matter? It is motivating to find meaning in your work, and it feels good when people ask what you do, to be able to respond not just with a job title, but with a purpose. But beyond that, when you stay connected to why your work matters, it is easier to differentiate between demands on your time that are essential and those that are less important. For instance, if you are a real estate agent who sees herself as connecting people with their homes instead of just selling houses, you'll realize that time spent seeing photos and hearing stories about a client's new grandbaby isn't wasted. It's a window into how the family lives. You can help your client picture how the new grandbaby would find a place in the family's new home. On the other hand, time spent pursuing extra credentials may not help you connect people with homes. When you know your why, you can wisely decide how to invest your time and skills. What makes your work matter? How does knowing the meaning of your work guide you as you do it? You can let me know at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.